USA News. I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is ordering the U.S. military to establish a temporary port in Gaza so more humanitarian aid can get to Palestinians. The administration saying the U.S. military has unique capabilities that allow it to construct a port or causeway without having to send forces to Gaza's shores. Congress is expected to take up a bill aimed at severing the popular social app TikTok from Chinese government influence. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher introducing the bill and discussing it on Capitol Hill.
The basic ownership structure has to change. That's the message we've heard from every single national security official in the Biden administration right now. It's why we have such strong bipartisan support.
Sweden has officially joined NATO after decades of neutrality following World War II. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken welcoming the Swedish Prime Minister to the White House Thursday and extending his congratulations.
Today, we have fortified the shield against aggression. We brought more people under its protection so that together we can focus on the real work of delivering for our people.
The House of Representatives voted to pass the Lake and Riley Act, which promises to give state governments more power in dealing with the growing surge of illegal immigrants in the United States. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik tells Fox News, Republicans believe more needs to be done to secure the U.S. southern border in order to save American lives.
This is very important for us to continue to show leadership where Joe Biden has failed. And this border is a catastrophe of Joe Biden's doing, and it's leading to the loss of innocent lives.
The bill was named after a Georgia college student who was recently killed by an illegal immigrant. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Philadelphia police have found the car they believe was used in Wednesday's shooting in which 8 kids were injured. Philadelphia Police Deputy Commissioner of Investigations Frank Fenor spoke about their response to the attack.
Philadelphia police responded to 7300 Rising Sun Avenue for a report of multiple people shot. When the officers arrived, they found 8 juveniles shot at that location.
Philadelphia police believe they have one of the victims remains in critical condition after being shot 9 times in the torso. Police are asking for the public to come forward with any information they have on the shooting or the gunman. In Arizona last year, Republicans attempted to pass a bill which would have codified fetal personhood, but Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed the bill. In a press conference, the governor is now asking members of the state legislature to pass a bill that guarantees access to contraceptives.
I am once again calling on members of the legislature to do the right thing and pass the Right to Contraception Act. This is a common sense step we must take to protect access to this critical reproductive health care tool.
NASCAR drivers are continuing their West Coast swing after Las Vegas last weekend. This week, the drivers in Phoenix for the Shriners Children's 500 green flag drops on Sunday just after 12:30 p.m. Pacific time. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.